You are listening to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. I am your host, Sandy Raper. On this podcast, I will share stories and invite conversations that will help you grow and support sustainability within your yoga practice, your pathway of service as a yoga teacher, and beyond. In today's episode, I have a conversation with special guest and mentoring client, Yelly Staley. Yelly is a Venezuelan-born American citizen who speaks fluently in English and Spanish. Prior to becoming a yoga teacher, Yelly was a Venezuelan attorney with a law degree from the University of Illinois. After living in Chicago for a few years, she then moved to the Silicon Valley, where she owned and operated a yoga studio. With nearly two decades of experience in yoga and meditation, Yelly is a bilingual and certified yoga teacher registered with the Yoga Alliance, holding the ERYT 500 and continuing education provider certifications in vinyasa yoga, functional yin yoga, meditation, and yoga anatomy, and she has accumulated thousands of hours of teaching. She is currently collaborating with Yoga Medicine, Yoga International, and Om Practice by writing articles and teaching online yoga classes in English and Spanish. In her heart, she decided to leave a career as a lawyer and pursue a holistic career instead. She sold her yoga studio in California in January of 2020 and moved to Florida to expand her yoga business as a mindful coach. Listen in now to my conversation with Yelly Staley. Welcome back to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. Thank you for listening and thank you for joining me today. I have a special guest with me. Yelly Staley is here. And Yelly, I just want to introduce you here. They've heard about you in the little bio intro, but how are you doing today?
Hi, Sandy. I am excited and extremely grateful to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our conversation. It's always interesting when I have guests on, you know, we have a little time before we hit the record button. And I enjoy talking to you and I enjoy seeing you today before we got started, because it's been a little while since you and I last connected and chatted. But I am grateful for you to be a part of the podcast. And interestingly, just a little side note quickly, as Yelly and I were discussing before the recording started, Yelly, actually, she and I connected. She was a listener of the podcast before she and I connected. So I love that. I love the connection points. So today, Yelly and I are going to discuss, and she's going to share about her journey as a teacher and what that's looked like, how it's morphed and changed. And so I just want to begin there and Yelly, ask you kind of to, I'm sure it's a lengthy journey. So I guess, you know, for the sake of the listening, kind of briefly, but, you know, with details, of course, share with us your teaching career, your journey, kind of how it began and how it's evolved and kind of where you are now.
Yes. Well, thank you again for having me. And yes, that's an amazing, long, interesting answer, but I'll do my best to briefly here to keep it entertaining and realistic and inspiring. I started in the yoga as a student. Before I became a yoga teacher, I was a student for 11 years. And yoga, as you know, slowly starts to show you different layers of who you are and kind of shape you in a more conscious human, right? You become more aware of certain things. And so I decided at some point in my career that I wanted to explore the yoga into a more detail. And I decided to join yoga medicine for my 200 hours of the yoga teacher training. And soon after that, I was presented with opportunities to own a yoga studio. And I jumped into the opportunity to become a yoga studio owner literally 9 months after getting my certification, which is very symbolic to wait 9 months after your certification to get a yoga studio. And I did that for almost about 4 years. And throughout my whole experience from my very first day of a yoga beginner and where I am today, it's just been an incredible journey where my relationship with my yoga practice and now as a yoga teacher is constantly challenging me, teaching me, nourishing me. And through my mindfulness and meditation practice, I've learned not to judge it and instead using the challenges as a way to continue evolving and growing and practicing more my spirituality to understand the challenges and what is it that I need to learn from and start and continue that morphing. So if there is one word I could describe throughout my entire yoga journey, whether as a student or a teacher, a combination of the both, is a constant growing and morphing into the next step, the mm-hmm. next phase.
Well, you mentioned, and I love that you used the word, you mentioned your relationship to your practice, to your teaching career. And this season of the podcast, I've explored in various episodes the relationships that we encounter as yoga teachers and in a variety of ways. I mean, I've introduced it in a way of, you know, teacher to teacher, teacher with studio owners and various interpersonal relationships. But I love there's a key part that I just really want the listeners to hear there and for us to kind of understand that we do have a relationship with the practice of yoga and with our teaching career and kind of what that looks like. And I think we can really use the skills that I hope we are developing and pursuing interpersonally in our relationships, but also as it relates, like how do we relate with our practice? And just like interpersonal relationships, there is a morphing and there is that element of change that, you know, I don't know if we embrace it all the time, but we have to do something with it because that's this just the nature of life and the relationship. So I love that you mentioned that. And so with that, and you mentioned this kind of continual, I guess, pursuit and evolving, what would you say is the key element that drives you to continue to teach, to continue to educate and to share yoga and meditation?
I think my key element that drives me to continue in this path is to help alleviate suffering in humans. I have a very interesting childhood experience in growing up and especially now as an immigrant. And because of yoga, I have been able to kind of make sense of what it used to not make sense to me. And it have helped me to kind of self-heal certain aspects of point of view or how I perceive situations. And because of the mindfulness practice, the, you know, self-care, the self-compassion, the detachment, being in the moment, I think those are beautiful tools that can help us alleviate suffering. So yeah, that will be my main drive in right. why I keep showing up every day.
Exactly. Right. Showing up for yourself. But I think now in the fullness of your ability and capacity to show up for students and those that you share this with, and from that space that you've just spoken of, from where it's coming from your experience and your relatability really of how the yoga practice and meditation mindfulness practices, you know, have really, I believe it speaks to relevance, right? It's relevance to your life and your life sifting through and trying to make sense at times of those, figure out some of those things. So I'm so glad that, you know, I hear that's kind of that standout element yeah. for you in that. What I often say, like teaching is a worthy endeavor, but really, you know, like this worthy endeavor of helping others, you know, find their way through that as well. Now, along that, let's talk about everything that we're going through and the learning opportunities. There are obstacles that come along. And so is anything coming to mind for you that you've already kind of mentioned some that probably have been part of that too, but is there anything else as far as any kind of significant obstacles you have encountered since you first began teaching and how did you overcome or how did you move through those obstacles, or sometimes it's about we got to be with some stuff till we actually move through or evolve to the next thing.
I think the main obstacles that I've, and this is a very deep question, because I'm going to answer from a self-awareness point of view, because, mm-hmm. you know, there is many obstacles, but the challenges is also depends on how you face, right? It's your attitude. Mm-hmm. So my main obstacle, I will say, is myself. The way you think, the way you perceive things can be your main obstacle. And so how do I overcome that is, once again, be self-aware. Acknowledge where my mind goes, acknowledge my mindset, and be aware of that. And I practice lots of self-kindness and compassion when I am in that state of self-judgment, self-limiting beliefs, self-doubts. You know, we all go through that, especially mm-hmm. as a yoga teachers, that we have a very important and serious role when it comes to teaching others, right? Do we mm-hmm. want to teach from a place of authenticity? How much are we open to share from personal experience? It becomes from a place of courage and vulnerability. So all of that could be very intimidating, you know, mm-hmm. and it's very natural for us as human to get in our minds, and we create the obstacles. So that's what I say. The main obstacle is myself. And I use that to develop a relationship with my teaching career. Like my own teaching career, I think, is my biggest mentor, my biggest teacher on the things that I need to work on myself to get better of being human in this human experience. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I just was recently at researching kind of and exploring for another episode, but this idea of teacher and teaching, and that we really can't teach anyone anything. It's them or the student like absorbing and processing to teach themselves. So really, as yoga teachers, the title, we're sharing and we're imparting knowledge, but it really becomes that kind of self-teaching that we tap into for us to learn. And so it was kind of like, oh gosh, you know, like how do I begin to pursue that? But yeah, it makes sense. I mean, because I love you brought up too, like you mentioned relationship, but you mentioned role. And this season too, I've been kind of on it, like just really highlighting, continually bringing in the importance of us understanding more clearly what our role is. So this idea, Yelly, that, you know, we use this word yoga teacher, and then now I'm just like in this, like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm really facilitating a space for the student to actually learn, process, and teach themselves, you know, through this practice. But I love too, you also mentioned, and I call it getting out of your own way. So is the obstacle how often we get in our own way. But then again, like you concluded, kind of speaking to, isn't that the human experience? And so it becomes some compassion and empathy for ourselves that we are human. So I love that you brought up that in regards to the role and speaking to relationship as well. And let me ask you this. I spoke and mentioned, you know, when we started, the beautiful aspect of how you and I connected and how you were a listener of the podcast and you reached out. So you're in the process of your career, you're seasoned, you've been on this pathway for a while. And I offer a free session of meeting with individuals and a free kind of mentoring, advising space for teachers to, you know, come in and us to meet and to get to know each other and kind of, you know, sift through whatever it is that's going on in the teaching pathway. So what would you say was the catalyst led you to take action to reach out and connect with me for that mentorship support?
I honestly think that I manifested you, because I since I started this yoga journey, I've moved to different cities. And mm-hmm. when you move to different cities, it's always a challenge to reconnect to the local community. You know, I always have felt like I'm the outsider, and maybe it's just part of my self-belief, right, that I need to work on. But, you know, as an immigrant and, you know, I live in Chicago and then I moved to Florida and then I went to California and then I'm back to Florida. So it's a lot of moving around and has been a challenge. And on top of that, I'm also a full-time teacher. I am a solopreneur. I do my business online. I used to have my yoga studio. So I'm very unique in different aspects when it comes to relating to other yoga teachers. So I was in a point in my career right now after the pandemic where I feel like, man, this is a very lonely path. I feel isolated. There is a lot of questions that I wanted to ask somebody who have go through this path. And so maybe, you know, they can share some light and tell me, hey, you're working too hard for this. You can do it this way, make it a little easier, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just getting into a point of feeling very burnt out and overwhelmed. Every time I had a question, I got a Google or didn't know who to reach out. And I don't know, I was driving, coming from a volunteering thing that I used to do. And I just, every time I have long drive, I go to Spotify and just download a bunch of, you know, yoga podcasts, because that's what you do. It's all yoga about all the time. Right. And you have a podcast episode about self-care. So I'm all about that. So I'm always learning, trying to, you know, make sense of my experience or get more knowledge about it. And you were talking about the self-care and I really enjoyed that episode. And then at the end, I think you kind of mentioned, hey, by the way, if you are a yoga teacher looking to connect with others. And I was like, oh my God, I have nothing to lose. I'm just going to reach out and see what happened.
Yeah.
And I remember as soon as I got home, I went to your website and I was like, okay, I'm just going to submit my information and see what happened. And you reply right away. And then we connected and wow, I'm so glad I did.
Well, I'm so glad you did too. And I often say too, when I'm kind of putting that out there, it's like, it's really easy. Like just schedule a call. And, you know, I don't know if there's some element of readiness that we feel like we need to have. And being ready is just, you're prepared. So I think what you're saying is like, you were prepared. I kind of showed up with that offer, so to speak. And you and I connected from there. And it's just been a wonderful connection, which is really, I heard you when you said, you know, the loneliness piece. And really, after I created the podcast and it became innately clear to me when I was trying to figure out too, like, see, I'm trying to figure out like, what do I do? We were in the pandemic, you know, like all this stuff. It was hard enough kind of doing the work as a teacher and making it feasible as an ongoing pursuit, right? Before the pandemic. So then we add in the pandemic and it's like, you said that loneliness piece. And Yelly, you're not the only one I've heard that from. And I heard it from numerous teachers I was having conversations with. And I thought, you know what? I am feeling led and passionate that this is my next step, is to hold the space for people to have that space. That's, I hope, an easy space, a space that's trusting, and that my utmost intent is just to hold the space for you to help. Let's work through and figure things out. But like you said, there can be a loneliness to this work of service as a yoga teacher, because sometimes we just don't know where that layer of support is, because realistically too, not every yoga teacher is operating in that attitude mindset. And, you know, I can absolutely be naive, yeah, sometimes to hold people to a standard that we're all kind of in the same like-mindedness, but that's just realistically not the case. But you're not alone. And there's others that are out there, you know, trying to figure this out and really are seeking kind of a connected collaborative effort rather than some competition out there of us trying to find the secret sauce to whatever it is.
I think you hit the nail in saying that just because we practice yoga, just because we're yoga teachers, doesn't mean that we might resonate and we might have similar values, because I think that's where the suffering starts, right? We assume, yes, that everybody's on their wavelength. And it's important to realize that yoga, like anything else in our life, we still need to have that compatibility, that like-mindedness, minded of, yeah, values, in order for you to relate to, right? And yes, so that's part of why I think as a yoga teacher, we might feel isolated because other yoga teachers are not on the same wavelength. And then we feel like maybe I'm not as good as yoga teacher because I cannot even relate to other yoga teachers. And you know how it goes on the mind. Yeah. That's what I always say. My big obstacle is myself. So I just acknowledge, observe, and question, is this a reality or this is me assuming?
Right.
And so, you know, by just listening to you on your podcast and the things that you were sharing from your experience, I felt like you definitely walked the path and you were talking from experience. And there was a lot of things that you were saying that it was really resonating for my own experience. And I think that was the key component for me to reaching out to you. So yeah, I think that is a very important aspect to connect with others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just one that I find really resonating with me a lot to share through the podcast of us really understanding again, the role and our relatability, like you said, relating not only just teacher student, but how are we relating with other teachers? And, you know, hopefully with the way technology is now and our ability through podcasts or, you know, different events, we can start to come a little closer to those other, you know, like-minded individuals who are kind of elevating that mindset of this big picture work that we're all out there pursuing. And I was just talking to somebody yesterday and I was like, you know, you hear all the time about the market being saturated with yoga teachers, but the fact is there is only one you, and there's only one you teaching. So that is unique. That's not saturation. It's just now it becomes kind of how do we get the message out of your offering and your offerings to serve your community? And I think that's kind of the biggest thing I want to help to support teachers is figuring out how to get, you know, their message out there, because it's definitely one that's unique and needs to be heard. And so I want yoga teachers to be encouraged by that to ultimately continue to do this work for a long time. So let me ask you this, Yelly. You've kind of tapped a little bit onto it, but is there anything, you know, we work together and, you know, and I've spent some time together in this, in my mentorship program and some sessions together beyond that initial call that we had. And how has the time that we've shared kind of supported you personally as a teacher and then overall within your business and you really continuing, right, to make this a viable and feasible pursuit for you with some longevity?
Well, I think the mentorship meetings that we had has helped me to validate, right? Validation mm-hmm. is something that you, when you're on your own, you question, am I doing this right? Should I be doing this? Do you think this is a good idea? How do I price this? Like, you know, there is a lot of questions that you sit on it and sleepless night trying to figure things out. And just having somebody who have experience or can share from their point of view or objectively, it's really so refreshing to have that validation. Somebody who truly understand what it means to be a full-time yoga teacher. And they don't look at you, oh, do you make money out of that? Is that your real job? You know, like right. there is beyond that judgment about what you do for a living, that you really understand what I'm doing and the value that I bring. And so that itself gives me some comfort, right? And mm-hmm. I think we discussed, I was in a point in my teaching career where I felt like I was going through a deep phase of transformation. Mm-hmm. In fact, through the pandemic, I rebranded my entire business message and colors and logo because I felt like as a teacher and as a student, I was evolving and I needed to be more authentic in what exactly I wanted to teach, what kind of experience for my personal experience I wanted to share with my students. So when I start the mentorship meeting with you, it was a perfect timing because then once I have all that foundation ready, now you came to help me to structure my pricing, structure my service in a way that they were supporting my efforts. So I know that my efforts have certain value and I'm worth of that value. And how do I price myself? How I present my services in a way that students are clear what is it that they're getting from me? How am I helping them? beyond asana practice, right? And so that's where I kind of evolved more now into that mindful coach, because once again, from my own experience, I started with yoga, who later led me to meditation, who later led me to mindfulness, who later led me to self-care practices. And so for me, this is a lifestyle, a full spectrum. So you really helped me to create a very solid foundation on my pricing model, my services model, and give me the confidence that probably I was kind of hesitating to restructure that and place the service. And, you know, this is it. This is what I offer. This is how much it costs. And the ideal perfect client or student will find it attractive and they will reach out to me. So you give me that confidence that otherwise I will have to stay with the, you know, asana practice that I was already beyond that at that point.
Right. I'm glad, right, to hear that that has been the layer of support that I was able to provide and support you with, because it encourages me to be able to hold a space for you in that, and to affirm and to, you know, encourage, you know, with the affirming affirmations that you are worth everything that you're putting out there and the work you've put into this. And definitely kind of like you said, you manifested me. You then, once you have that clarity, right, you begin to manifest and draw to yourself the students. They're already out there. You know, the clients, they're already out there, but we as teachers and whatever, you know, kind of wellness and mindfulness business or whatever we're doing, we have to get clear on that. Because if our message isn't clear, I'm not sure how we think people are going to find us through the muddiness. They might stumble across us, but it's important for us to get clear. Now, I have heard too, Yelly, and you know, kind of sharing today, also, you have a willingness to evaluate what you're doing. You have a willingness to make some adaptations and adjustments. And I think from what I've heard, kind of since even you and I came together and connected, and then, you know, in just a short amount of time, you've had a lot of adapting and adjusting to get you to where you are now. So kind of how do you feel, like what is going on for you, like right now in the season that you said you kind of during the pandemic were was in some very transformative, you know, times and seasons for you individually and as a teacher, what are you residing in now as far as that impact of those changes and that willingness?
I think I have been more open and receptive to, and I'm going to go back to what we've been talking in the beginning, to understand my relationship as a yoga teacher. And I think what happens for me in the past 10 months, I have gone through incredible, painful personal experiences that have shaking all my belief system. And I feel like I was back to square one, where I started to question what was supporting me with my belief system. What is true? What is not true? What is I was just really going through some incredible transformational emotional, mental, painful moments of grief. And so it was very challenging to be on a place where you feel absolutely destroyed, that you are almost going through a rebirth. And then I start question, how can I be a teacher to my students when I don't even know who am I as a person, as I'm going through these? Like, how can I be a better, more authentic teacher to my students? And I think that's where I started to understand that my life experiences and as a yoga teacher are always going to be so in sync with one another. And that allows me to teach more from experience. Like, and you beautifully say that we are here as a role. I'm teaching, I'm sharing my experience and how my yoga have helped me to overcome life situations, life experiences, to avoid that suffering. And so I was coming from a place where I needed to become more substantial in my teachings, more deep, more spiritual, more human, right, than the shallow photos for Instagram or the shallow just alignment here and there. I'm not saying there is no value on that, but this is deeper than this. And so when you come from that place where you are eager to continue diving and exploring and learning, which I'm always being a seeker, always, it's easier for me to question what's true, what's not true. I've learned that nothing is black and white. I've learned that there is always a gray area where you need to stay open, beginner's mind, curiosity to continue to evolve, because that's the only way we're actually going to transform, continue to learn. Once you think you know it all, I think you're blocking your own growth.
Yes.
So it doesn't really hurt for you to continue exploring, continue questioning, continue listening, continue absorbing. And of course, you take what resonates with you at the moment. Sometimes you might reject some ideas, but something happens in your life. And then later on, you're like, oh, wow, now that doesn't sound that crazy. Now it makes sense to me right now, because it all depends on your level of consciousness, right? And so I think I'm just talking too much right now, but bottom line is that for me, it was my own life experiences connected to my yoga teacher, teaching role. It's like, okay, how I can become a true authentic teacher to teach my students that this practice can help them to overcome life situations when life knocks us down. This tool, these practices are here. And that's the whole point. We practice yoga. We practice yoga for moments like that, not just to be fit or happy or positive all the time. It's also to be there for us as an anchor to help us navigate those difficult times.
Absolutely. Well said. And I appreciate you sharing that and really speaking into, I know somebody, many listening that's some validation of their feelings and where they are, and support that helps to encourage us to, first of all, stay in the pursuit of learning as a student of the practice. And it's an ongoing, I love you said that. I've often said, there's beauty and not arriving. Like, what fun would that be? Like, if we kind of know it all, like you said, and to stay in this continual pursuit as teachers, that we are in ongoing pursuit to learn, to discover, and that ultimately translates over into our capacity to hold space for others in the classes that we lead. And I know, and I often say, students are very smart individuals, and they pick up on things, and they can pick up on quickly, on our presence as teachers. So it's an ongoing pursuit. So I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I think after a certain time of a collection of experience or years, we could say, and I've often shared, because I'm kind of in my 20th year teaching, I could say I'm good to go, but no, I'm not. In fact, I'm starting to unlearn some things and explore in different ways. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So Yelly, it's been a treat. I have guests on, and you're one of those too. Like, I could talk to you for a long time. Like, we could have a lot of conversation, and I'm sure the listeners are enjoying it, but I try to be conscious too and aware of the length of time people are dedicating to listening. But thank you so much for being a part of the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training podcast and what I'm doing. It's been an honor to connect with you. But before we wrap up the episode, I do want to give you an opportunity to share with the listeners how they might connect with you a little further. They'll be in the show notes, details about connecting with you as far as, website and that kind of thing and social outlets. But I just wanted to ask you if there's something you want to share that tells a little bit more about what you're offering, what you're up to right now, and share that with the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can reach out directly to me. I'm always open to connect. As you know, I love expanding my community and network with yoga teachers. You can find me at yogayelly.com, social media, yogayelly. I focus a lot on using mindful practices like yoga, meditation, and mindfulness to help people to develop a certain personalized, customized self-care practices so they can prevent burnouts and they can live a more authentic and joyful life. So if that resonates with you, I'll be happy to talk to you and share with you the tools that I have learned in the past, customize them to you. In fact, if you go to my website, you can get some free self-care tool kits in there. I offer retreats. So yeah, plenty of options and opportunities to connect and to learn with me if you are interested.
Nice. Well, Yelly, thank you again for joining me. And I wish you well. And it's just been a pleasure connecting with you.
Likewise, Sandy. Thank you so much. And I'm so grateful to say that you are one of the biggest mentor I have in my business. So thank you for all you do.
Hey, are you a yoga teacher that sometimes feels unclear about the direction you should take in your teaching path, or possibly you feel uncertain and lack confidence in areas of your teaching skill set? Well, this is where a mentor is so crucial to have come alongside of you to help sift through and reinforce the skills it takes to create longevity and sustainability within a healthy teaching career. I have 20 years of teaching experience, and I am passionate about supporting you and other teachers to grow and expand into the teachers that you desire to be. I can totally support you within a variety of areas, including how to run a successful yoga studio, develop effective workshops and successful teacher trainings in a studio or as a solo entrepreneur, and even the development of your very own podcast that will support your teaching career and more. Private mentoring sessions are the fastest and best way for you to get the results you are seeking. Ready to dive in and work with me one-on-one? Well, I'm ready. Head over to my website, sandyraper.com, or click the link in the show notes and schedule your call today. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Until we meet again, remember to begin, to become, and to expand beyond.